Hello, everybody. Welcome to This Is Life Turned Up, episode 15. I'm excited to have my friend Mira Zaki on today. I'm like really excited because you guys are going to love her. Her story is really interesting, and we've connected over the last few years on a lot of things, mainly Pearl Jam.
Yes. And
we will get into that. But she is a global photographer, I guess, right? Like, how do you even describe what you do to everybody?
Yeah,
and hi, thank you for being on.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me. I call myself a traveling intuitive photographer to encompass all of my abilities.
Yes, that's so awesome. Okay, keep going with that. What does that mean?
So, well, I'm an intuitive person, also an empath and a highly sensitive person, believe it or not, who is on the road more than I'm not. And I just created my life to include travel because it was always important to me. And it was always a part of my family life when I was young. Mm-hmm. And it has since switched. I'm now the traveler and they don't want to go anywhere.
So did you grow up traveling all around?
I did. Yeah. My first international trip was to Egypt. My parents are Egyptian. And I went there when I was 11 for an entire summer, an actual full 3 months. Which was very intense. So
yeah.
I started relatively young. I know a lot of kids travel before they even know, you know, how to say a word, but
11 is good.
Where I was conscious and aware. Yeah, I was conscious. Yeah. I was aware. I was, you know, I went to go take a picture of the pyramids and I actually won an award with it. And it kind of like blew my little mind because I won money. And I was like, wait, I can get paid for photography?
Oh my gosh, so that's how it started?
What? That's how it started.
So who entered you into a contest?
I did. Yeah, there were several contests like through my school, and I took a picture of the pyramids at sunset, and I won $100.
That's a lot for an 11-year-old.
It was.
So
yeah.
Okay, so you knew that photography was your thing at that age?
Actually, 8 years old. Yeah, 8 years old is when a camera kind of jumped into my hands. And in those days, in the 80s, it was a Polaroid camera. And the film was very expensive. It was a 10-pack for about $50. And at that time, that was a lot of money. So, you know, Costco membership and all, it still cost a lot. And, you know, I just found a really natural way of expressing myself. I just felt very at home and very comfortable, and I couldn't put it down. I just kept taking pictures of everything around.
And so that's led to a profession. Like you, so you do this for money. This is your thing.
I do. Yeah.
So what kind of pictures do you take? Where do you go? Who are your clients? All of that.
I travel worldwide. Usually it's for the intention of business. I might not have a client exactly where I go to, but what I'll do is I'll take photos and try to sell them either to magazines or, you know, any other publication that could use them. And I'm currently, I'm so excited. I've just hired my developers. I am building they're building my very own stock website. So instead of going to Getty Images, you come to my website.
Oh my God.
And it's going to be, I can't reveal too much right now, but it's going to change.
Oh my God.
Game.
I'm so excited.
So I'm excited.
Do you know how, I'm sure you know, you're doing this to fill a need, but it is so hard to find pictures that I like.
Yeah.
I don't like a lot of pictures.
In 8 months' time, you won't have that problem anymore.
All right, I'm counting down the days. All right, so as you know, this podcast is really geared towards women, right? Some in business, some just, you know, living a life, stay-at-home moms, whatever it is. We have a wide range. So I want to get into like the, not just the struggles, but I guess I want to go into the motivation behind waking up every day. And I don't want to use the word hustle because I don't think that's what we're doing. Yeah. But like getting up and doing the thing and taking action when we may not want to. So I want to know how you do that. Is it because you found your big why and you are, like, what is that for you?
Definitely. You know, I've always felt like this was my soul work. Like this is why I'm here on earth. And even with that strong of a drive and a bigger purpose, that's more than me. I certainly have days where I'm like, you know, it's frustrating or you just can't you're not as far as you want to be, or, you know, there's a million obstacles in your way. And, you know, I'm going to quote my hero here, Eddie Vedder, my favorite human. You try to think of the pilot light, you know, you try to get back to that original inspiration and feeling of why you're doing this in the first place. And that can really help you get over yourself and get over the ego. And on the other side of the token, I think it's really important to honor the human experience, that we're going to go through a wide variety of emotions and situations. And it's not, you're not always going to be fully lit every single day. That's not
realistic.
God, I
want to get a shirt. Not fully lit.
Really? Yeah. The alternative shirt.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm so doing that now. I'll share the proceeds with you.
I love it. Yes. I do come up with a lot of t-shirt lines, so we should do that.
But anyway, so, okay. So I think it's really important to honor the human experience. Like, that piece is so important, but I will take it to, you know, I'm challenging you here, because this is something I struggle with and my clients struggle with all the time. It's like, okay, we see that pilot light, right? We're feeling it. Like, we see it kind of over there, but then all the human stuff, all the you know, the kids, the stress, the, how am I paying my rent? Like, all of this shit that kind of is in the way to get to that light that we see. And we've read all that, the manifestation shit. And we're like, okay, let's just think it and believe it and it'll happen. It doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
Right. Me neither.
I don't believe that.
You have to take action. And that action is the hardest thing that people deal with. And I think it is because of all the other human emotions and all of the struggles and all of the stuff. So how do you, you know, if somebody came to you, or a client came to you and be like, listen, I see this thing, I see this light, I want it. What the hell? I have all these 500 excuses on why I can't get to it.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I want to clarify, I do believe in the power of thought and manifestation, but it has to partner with inspired action. You know, I think that it can be really basic stuff. It could be like, am I depleted? Am I as simple as like, am I thirsty? Do I need water? Do I need a 5-minute break to go scream into a pillow? Do I need to take off my shoes and, you know, go get outside in my bare feet? Like, there's so many ways to ground. We have a lot of tools,
so,
and we just forget to use them.
Get bogged down with with everything that we forget to be aware.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, women put themselves last historically.
and historically and currently. Yes. You know? So it's awareness.
You know, it's really hard to, I think it's really hard to ask for help or ask for what you need. Like, I just went to go pick up a framed photo that I had from a gallery show last year. And, you know, the owner, she had surgery on her foot and she could not climb the stairs. And she's like, yeah, let me go get it for you. But I didn't know that until I got there. And I'm like, why didn't you tell me? She's like, oh, I just didn't want to be high maintenance. I'm like, what? You had surgery. That's not being high maintenance. That's just like a very basic ask for help. It's something that we're like not accustomed to. We don't have the muscle.
Why is that?
It's,
like, what is it?
It's terrible.
Just because we've been taught that?
Like, yeah. Well, I mean, our programming is really hardcore, and it's over the course of our lifetime, you know? So it's like, if you're 30, then you've had literally at least 25 years of conditioning and programming.
I mean, obviously this is a way bigger conversation and question, but like, how do we take the steps?
It is.
Like daily to kind of get ourselves out of it. And again, the first thing for me is awareness, but then what?
Yeah. Number one, awareness. And, you know, I did something interesting when I was continuing to develop my intuition and that skill set, was to keep data. And I know that sounds really weird, but that was one of the best ways for me to recognize a pattern. And if you've ever kept like a food diary for any reason, which I have, it's like, oh, then I can recognize things. Like, I was really tired the day that I had like 8 pounds of sugar, you know? And while I might've thought that I was having a great day and just following my instinct and whatever, having that information is really helpful. So with, you know, developing intuition, it's like, I woke up with a song in my head today and then I heard it later. And then next day I thought of someone and then they called me.
So that's an interesting thing, because my husband is a data guy. Like he is, everything is data, data, data.
Yeah.
And my nature, and I know you're like this too. And that's why this is so fascinating for me, because like people like us always go with how we feel. Right. And we never kind of, not never, but it's not in our nature to just stop and be like, oh, let me record this and maybe we'll journal, you know, but like, the data is interesting. And, you know, he keeps telling me all the time, you need to focus on your numbers, this, and it just isn't part of who I am, but I can see the benefit of it. And I could see like, oh, if I kept a journal and I ate like 5 Oreos, which I've been known to do, how would I how do I feel after? How do I sleep that night? You know, these little things, but it's not part of my nature and what I do.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be written. It can be a little voice memo. But I think that the human memory, look, I pride myself on having an incredible memory, but I couldn't tell you.
I think that's interesting. I'm going to try to do that.
You know,
and maybe I'll start writing about it in my world and just see how it goes and be transparent because that's hard. And I want to do that. I want to.
For sure. Well, you know, the benefit of this too, like, look, I have on the astrology side, I have Virgo rising. And so if you, I don't know if you're familiar, but there's this very analytical, organized, structured side of me that can sometimes fight with the creative side. But what I like about it is that it makes that kind of thing easier. And then I can look at it in a broader sense, because if I'm like, there is a very significant seasonal cyclical pattern to photography. And there are to every industry. So that as a business owner is not like an optional thing. That's like, if you want to be successful, you've got to know this. You've got to know your industry. Like, for example, magazines work 3 to 6 months in advance.
Right.
You know, you're on Halloween, they're on Valentine's Day. So that as a photographer, if I don't know that, I'm just screwed. I don't have the proper information for
it. And I think that's part of being a successful business owner that a lot of people don't have, especially in the world of like coaching and healers. It's
absolutely
really difficult.
Yeah. And that goes for the body as well. You know, that's really, really specific to women's cycles too. We all have our monthly cycle and our seasonal cycles. This is the time of year when we go within, where we're slowing down.
Oh my God, it's so
that's really hard in our current culture.
Yes, it's honoring it. Oh my God.
It's like, how can we
so
honor
so many
that?
Things are spinning in my head. I love this. Like, I'm just like, there needs to be more awareness and more talk around this. And there's not. And I don't
absolutely.
See it. I'm sure it's out there.
Absolutely.
But, well, you're going to have to start doing more
I think
of
there's
this
some. Not, it's not as prominent.
Because I would, we're going to continue this conversation. But
sounds good to me.
I want to know, I have some random questions I always ask towards the end of our podcast. All right. What is your go-to order at your favorite restaurant?
Sure. It's only an appetizer, but let me tell you, friends, if you're ever in New York City or anywhere that they have this restaurant, it's a Japanese restaurant called Ipudo, and it's a ramen house basically, but I go there for the appetizer. It's a chicken bun. It's the best thing in the world. Oh my gosh. I actually just went there and went to the bar and ordered it like it was a to-go item.
Well, next time I'm
they
in
don't
New
do
York,
they don't
I'm
do to-go
there.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I love ramen, by the way.
We're definitely going there.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
And then last question, what do you wish you had known when you started out your business?
I wish I knew how to delegate, you know, and that really goes back to the essence of being able to ask for help and onboarding a team, even if it means, you know, virtual or certain things that can be outsourced. I wish I would have gotten over my control issues.
That
a lot
one is
sooner.
Something that I still struggle with.
Could have
because
gone further.
We all think we know what's best and we could always do it better. But we have to focus on what we do well and let other people do the
true.
Rest. That's true.
Yeah.
It
but it also requires
trust.
Yeah. So.
Especially for us. Okay.
That can be a challenge.
Thank you so much. That was awesome. We're going to have you on more because I have so much stuff I want to talk to you about. We will.
Thank you.
And you guys, I'm going to put links.
Yeah, let's keep talking.
In the show notes, so you could follow Mira and see her work and get in touch with her. Cause I know she's coming. Aren't you coming to the West Coast? You're going on tour.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm always on tour.
Okay, so if you guys want to get pictures done or just learn more about Mira's work, I will put links in the show notes for you to check out. And we will see you guys on episode 16. Thanks, you guys. And thank you so much, Mira, for being on. This was awesome.
Thank you.